Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
You're welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. I am most certain that you were blessed by that beautiful song titled Blessed and Highly Favored. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 16th day in the month of April 2024. God wants you to prosper. Part 1. Our theme scripture is from 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for another beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for the gift of life and causing us to be a part of this day. We also thank you for your word that you've sent to us today. Oh God, we receive it with grateful hearts. We are thankful for your word and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding and the grace to act in obedience. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me start this series on kingdom prosperity by saying that there is no controversy about this. God wants you to prosper in this world. Amen. But there are certain scripturally documented reasons why God does not only want his people to prosper, but he actually prospers them. You just have to know why God has prospered you with whatever he has prospered you, so you can begin to do what he wants you to do, and then you'll see his hand more and more upon your life. In the dealings of God with us, when you are faithful in what is considered little, you'll be counted worthy of much. Hence, the need to start from where you are today and grow from there. Prosperity is not just the acquisition of money, but enjoying a state of well-being. And money is only one of the things that make for well-being. The question is, why does God prosper his people? In Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, God said to Abraham, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Hallelujah. From the above scripture, it is very clear why God blessed and prospered Abraham. He wanted him to be a blessing.
Similarly, the main reason why God prospers and will continue to prosper you is so that you too can be a blessing like Abraham was. Beloved, are you a blessing to anyone or the church? For example, God has given you good health, intelligence, talents, peaceful environment, accommodation, food, caring parents, obedient children, wonderful spouses, money, fiancés and fiancés, etc. How have you been a blessing with all these that He has prospered you? Please never consider yourself as not having enough of anything to be a blessing to the work of God and to others within the body of Christ for a start. Beloved, in whatever level you find yourself today, you can be a blessing. If you cannot be a blessing with the little that you have, then you will not be a blessing if you had much. You can see that referenced in Luke chapter 16 verse 10. For example, if anyone cannot be a blessing when he or she has 1,000 naira, they may not be able or be a blessing rather when they have 1 million naira, except there is a change of attitude. Now, you see why it has been difficult for some people to move from that low level with that kind of attitude. For example, for more than a month now, you have enjoyed good health. How have you been a blessing to those who are sick? God has blessed you with at least one child, okay? Have you been praying for those believing God for their miracle? God has saved you from the wrath to come. How many people have you talked to about this wrath and God's love provision of salvation for their escape? The Lord may have blessed you with a 2,000 naira job. How have you been a blessing with that? Or are you complaining that it is too small for you to do anything for yourself, talk less of stretching out a hand of blessing? The list is unending. Take out time during this series and list some areas where the Lord has prospered you and see whether you've been a blessing, and determine today to repent of any identified greed, and the Lord will bless you even more. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. Say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the many blessings you have given to me. I receive grace to overcome selfishness and greed and be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications
so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make out time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Erica Campbell singing, Feel Alright, Blessed. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Church class.